Riggs and Alley, rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. We're live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Commercial free hours all day, every day. Yes. I'm going to sit here with my tea and watch you two fight.
Mm-hmm. Because yesterday, you know, I'm already irritated as hell, I got to admit, about the song by Lil Nas X, okay?
Which one?
You know which one. Old Town Road. Old Town. You know, the ones the kids are in love with.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, obsessed with.
Horses
People
in the
love
back.
This song, yes. Oh, but yeah. As a parent, it really, really makes me think about driving off the freeway once in a while. I would never do that.
So
but
it triggers
it's that
you.
Annoying.
So it triggers you as a parent.
Parents know when there's a song that, like Baby Shark.
Oh,
enough already.
Yes.
Enough. My kids are obsessed.
Yeah.
Super annoying.
Yeah.
So yesterday, we're just sitting here in the studio off the air.
Yeah.
And Gibbons is doing something, and he's looking down, and he's singing this song.
Yeah.
That I can't stand because of my children. Just like this. He's just sitting
just
in the
like
studio.
That.
It's silent in here except for this. It's all I hear.
Yeah.
Can't nobody tell me nothing.
And I snapped. And I said, dude, shut up. And he looked at me like I was going to make him cry.
You said, you can stop that now.
You can stop that now.
Quote, you can stop that now.
And he looked up like, what?
I was.
What?
I was taken aback.
Stop singing, dude. You're annoying as hell right now. And then he really looked like he was going to cry because I was so blunt about it. And I go, dude, nobody at work wants to hear their coworker singing. I don't care if you work at a radio station. I don't care if you're in a cubicle. I don't care where you are. Singing next to your coworker.
Unless you have a good voice. Unless you have a good voice.
Hey, I'm like Mariah freaking Carey, okay?
I don't care if you have a good voice. It's the song on top of the singing at work altogether that triggered me into, like, I'm going to lose it land.
The only defense is we work at a radio station, so we're always playing songs. So we're constantly surrounded by music.
Did you, Gibbons, even know you were singing? Tell the truth.
Subconsciously, no, I didn't.
That's what I mean.
Now,
he didn't even know. He didn't know. That was my point.
No. I don't know. I'm doing it either.
He was being
annoying. I don't know I'm doing it either, Allie. I do it all the time over here.
Okay.
I've never heard you sing like that to the point where I had to look up and go, shut up, dude.
So
you're annoying me.
I was legitimately upset by this, right?
I could tell. And I felt no bad. I felt bad, not at all.
So I went home and I said, I gotta talk to my mom and my girlfriend about this, right? I go to my girlfriend. Can you believe Allie was yelling at me for singing a song? And she goes, thank freaking God. And I go, what do you mean? And my girlfriend goes, Ryan, you walk around the house just singing songs all day about nothing. Just nothing songs, just
listen,
to yourself.
Aaron, I'm not sleeping with him, so I'll be more than happy to tell him to shut up.
And I'm learning now. You were right.
Oh,
this is something about myself. I swear to Christ, until this time yesterday, I had no idea.
You've
and then I go home, and my girlfriend would be like, what a bee. No, she's like, about damn time.
Nobody wants their coworker singing at work next to them. I don't care who you are or what you do. I'm sorry. Like, nobody's interested, okay? So tell everybody you want. And you can text it to 71037.
Yeah.
But nobody's going to go, I love it when my coworker sings right next to me. Especially when you're trying to think. And then they're singing the worst song of all that you've been, you know, played 9,000 times in your car because your kids are obsessed with it, which I get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I just hate it when you're right. And on this one, it was spot freaking on. And now I've realized I...
Text to 71037. You can say if you think I'm being a B, or you can say if you think it's annoying, because I guarantee there are people in cubicles.
Oh, it was
deal
awkward when it happened yesterday. Because I could tell you were pissed off.
I was pissed. I was so annoyed.
And
I was
tell
like,
that
shut
he
up.
Was taken back because you were so blunt about it. Because that's how you are. It wasn't what you said. It was how you said it. You were like, you can stop that now. And I was like, Jesus.
Else do you say be quiet? You're annoying.
Be quiet. You say be quiet. You're annoying.
Can't.
You say be quiet. You're annoying.
Be quiet. You're annoying.
There you go.
Okay. You know what? I promise you, I will not sing this next song, okay? I will try my hardest not to.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Rule, baby. Rule, baby.
I hate you both. It's Friday. I'm leaving early. Goodbye.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.